Ahoy there, Bradford here. It's Friday, February 2nd, and are you ready for this? Episode 53, Ask Me Anything, and we're giving away some audiobooks. Wait, okay, that was last 2 weeks, so we're going to go a different direction now, and I'm going to be answering listener questions from the How Not to Sailor voicemail and email and carrier pigeon, however we got all these. This episode is sponsored by our awesome Patreon patrons, including our friend Mark. You can join the Patreon crew and help keep How Not to Sail afloat for as little as $3 a month. Also sponsoring this episode, our friend Captain Bob Bitchin at bobbitchin.com. And I've done, I don't know, about 5 or 6 audiobooks for Bob, narrating that is. And we're going to be giving away 3 of those later on in this episode, so stay tuned. But right now, what do you say we get into your questions? What could possibly go wrong? Okay, if you're a first-time listener to How Not to Sail, I suggest you might want to go back and check out the previous episode, number 52, to get a good overview of what normal episodes are like. Actually, that one's not normal, but it's got a lot of clips in it from the previous 50-some episodes. And you might even want to go back and start with episode 1, which is called Bitchin', which starts a whole story arc that lasts the whole of season 1. Our longtime How Not to Sailors will know that most episodes are more of a narrative type. What happens is I have a boat, so I usually go out and do stupid things and record them.
Attention sailors, that is not allowed. You can't do that.
And run into salty characters.
Actually, your landing was very good. Most people don't realize that you only come in as hard as you want to hit the dock.
In doing so, I hope to shed a little light on some questions like, why do people go cruising? What's it like to be out there doing it? And what can it teach us about life? That may be a little ambitious, so I'll just settle sometimes for meeting some salty characters. Of course, if you're a longtime listener or happen to start at episode 1, you know that. So let me just get into your questions.
This is Peggy from Daytona Beach, Florida, and I would just, like, are you some kind of privacy freak? Just asking for a friend.
Well, thank you, Peggy, and I'm not sure if you mean, like, physical privacy or digital privacy, but the answer is yes, although I prefer to call it privacy enthusiast. In fact, I was going to name my boat Do Not Disturb, but we came up with a better idea, which you can hear in episode 4. I think we have another question that may touch on this topic a little, so I'll save some of my fire, but the thing is, I have a feeling that a lot of you listening to this may be able to smell what I'm stepping in here. I think a lot of the allure of the cruising lifestyle and just being out on the water is about freedom. And it's pretty clear, particularly in Florida, that a lot of boaters and cruisers value their independence. Heck, some of them don't even think they're obliged to obey those channel markers, which is another matter entirely. Don't be that guy. But my take is a guy with a computer background, as somebody who's built websites and dealt with Google Analytics, Amazon, cookies, tracking pixels, and all that jazz, is that we are in a world of hurt that we didn't see coming, and that it's hard to really enjoy freedom if you don't have privacy. But let me move on. This is from Tom, who emailed me at bradford@hownottosail.com. And Tom asks, so are you really stopping the YouTube? Thanks for the question, Tom, and thanks for listening. I think you're referring to what I was talking about at the end of episode 52, the Dinghy Awards, where I did mention that I am going to stop doing full video production on the YouTube channel for the foreseeable future. Unless I have like a YouTube-specific how not to segment. Now that's for a variety of reasons, but one large one is doing the video production for every audio episode tends to take way more time than I can possibly take if I'm going to deliver 2 audio episodes a month, which is my goal for this year. So unless I have a specific video episode for YouTube, which may happen, I'm just going to put up a still image with each audio episode, so if you like to listen to the audio episodes on YouTube, you can still do that. And you can do the usual like, subscribe, and all that good stuff, comment, which will help spread the word about How Not to Sail, so I appreciate it. Hope that answers your question, Tom, and thanks again for emailing me. All right, let's see who else we got on the How Not to Sailor hotline.
Hi, Bradford. This is Antonio. I'm calling from Fiji. I have a question for you. What's the best way to listen to your audio podcast? I know you have little audio players on the website, and it's on Spotify and all that, but what do you recommend?
Well, thank you, Antonio, and I don't know if you're really in Fiji. Sounds kind of like you're in an office, but if you are in Fiji, I am definitely jealous. Thanks so much for the question and for calling in, and that gives me a great opportunity to answer something that millions of, two people have asked me about, which is what's the best way to listen to the podcast. The short answer is, when I'm out and about, I listen on an app called AntennaPod on my mobile device. It's open source and free and privacy respecting. And then I visit the show notes page, or I would if I hadn't already spent hours working on it. But you find the show notes at hownottosail.com/53. In this case, it's hownottosail.com/the episode number. And if you're on a desktop or laptop, I would just go straight to the episode page, like hownottosail.com/53. And you got the little audio player with the episode right there and the show notes right in front of you at the same time. Now, if you're a fan of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that stuff, Pandora, Google Podcasts, and you want to listen on your mobile gadget, then you can just go to hownottosail.com/listen on your mobile device, or click on the big red button you'll see on many of the website pages, and it will take you straight to like 6 or 8 options, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc., that you can just click on and instantly subscribe on the device that you are using right at that moment, and you're good to go. Thanks, Antonio. And our next question is from Tammy, who emailed me at bradford@hownottosail.com. And Tammy's question is, what's with the big fan thingies that you see on the back of some, but not all, sailboats? Glad you asked, Tammy. And that gives me a chance to answer an actual nautical question, or something about boats. It's very simple, really. As you may or may not be aware, if you're not an accomplished blowboater, that sailboats need wind to move. So when there's no wind, they just crank up those big fans on the back of the boat and off they go. Glad I could help. I really enjoy imparting some of the vast trove of nautical knowledge I have to the new would-be sailors in the group here. Anyway, back to the voicemails from the How Not to Sailor hotline.
Hey, this is Sarah Brown calling from Tamarindo, Costa Rica. I just had a question to ask you. Are you going to be doing any more meetups anytime soon, and where?
Thanks, Sarah. And sadly, I have no Patreon meetups scheduled in Costa Rica yet. But I certainly plan to have a couple of Patreon patron meetups this year, like maybe in Tampa St. Pete when I'm going to be in the area. And Annapolis seems like a good bet in October, and maybe even Atlanta if we get enough critical mass. I mean, if me and the Admiral and my friend Bill get together, that's already almost a patron meetup. But we usually just call that a Wednesday. Anyway, thanks for the call, Sarah. And if you want to join the How Not to Sail Patreon crew, of course, you can just go to hownottosail.com/Patreon. Which brings me to this question from Captain Dan, who emailed me at bradford@hownottosail.com. How can I best help out How Not to Sail in its mission to corrupt the impressionable minds of cruisers and would-be cruisers? Well, thanks, Captain Dan. You know I appreciate that question, and that gives me a chance to answer something that's come up a number of times in the last couple of months, that number being 4. But if you'd like to help spread the gospel of How Not to Sail, I've created a page at hownottosail.com/help. where I've listed and got links to most all the ways you can help out. Most of them other than Patreon, the book How Not to Sail, and the stuff in the How Not to Sail store are free. But I'll just sum it up in a nutshell here, starting with the not free things. You got Patreon, where you can directly contribute as little as $3 a month to help keep How Not to Sail afloat. You got the book How Not to Sail. You got the store where I got all kind of wearable and drinkable and other kind of merchandise, books, even some of my musical endeavors you can get to, and some of the gear that I use, which leads me to the gear and the stuff like that has some affiliate links to Amazon, where if you click through and get any of that gear, I get a little beer money. But also, if you happen to click through from those links and go to Amazon and don't get any of that stuff, but get something else, they still send me some beer money. So that's a win. In fact, I'm not suggesting you do this, but theoretically, if you were buying, say, a washing machine or other big-ticket item on Amazon, you could go through the HowNotToSale.com store and click on a microphone or something. And once you get on Amazon, then proceed to buy your big-ticket item. They theoretically would throw me some extra beer money. So, I'll leave that up to you. And if Amazon doesn't like it, f*** them. I've been thrown out of better places. Like that time on Bourbon Street when they served me a shot with a gnat in it and refused to refund me. But anyway, let me just hit a few of the free options for how to help How Not to Sail. The first one being, tell a friend. Easy, right? Also, email me or holla at me at the How Not to Sailor hotline, 770-458-3838. You can email me at bradford@hownottosail.com. And all of those you can do under the contact thingy on hownottosail.com. I really do enjoy hearing from you, and I will respond to your question, comment, or idea for sure. And the last kind of bucket in the free things, but super important, is reviews. Whether you've bought the book and you can review it on Kindle with a nice 5-star review, that would be awesome. Or if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any of those things that let you review, I'd really appreciate that. And if you hate the podcast, I'd love to know about that too, but maybe you can just email me at bradford@hownottosail.com. The more people that send a positive review on Apple and those places, the more visibility we get and the more people can hear How Not to Sail. I want to just give a shout out to one of our latest 5-star reviewers, Casey0216, titled Laughing, Crying, and Enjoying Every Episode. Casey says, I've been binging this show and I absolutely love it. I even bought the book. I just purchased a catamaran sailboat and will be a live aboard with my husband and dog. My husband loves to watch the sailing channels out there to learn, but I find them too serious and too much about perfection or drama. I would add, or TNA. But this is the exactly what I've been looking for. A show that reminds us to just go with the flow and laugh at ourselves when we make stupid sailing mistakes, because I'm about to make a ton. I feel better knowing that we won't be the only ones. Thank you for an amazing show and for bringing the humor back. I think some of my humor is unintentional, but I sure appreciate the review, Casey. And let me just give props to a short review here from Just John, whose subject line was Too Far Between. It says, only problem is that there's too much time between. Can't wait months between shows to roll on the floor while learning what not to do. And John, I really appreciate that as well, and you are absolutely right. And it is my goal this year to bring 24 episodes to How Not to Sail. John was kind enough to leave 5 stars and to indicate that he does indeed laugh at some of the episodes. So, like I say, I really appreciate that. There's just one other thing I wanted to touch on in the reviews bucket before we move along. And that is, you'll see at hownottosail.com/help. Also, some things on Good Pods and the World Podcast Network where you can vote How Not to Sail up in the ratings. And that will also, just like Apple Podcasts and whatnot, help boost our visibility and help more people to be indoctrinated by How Not to Sail. Okay, almost time for the audiobook giveaway, but just a couple more short listener questions I wanted to get to.
This is Angela calling from Jamaica. I was just wondering, are you going to do a How Not to Sail app?
Thanks, Angela. And the answer, am I going to do a How Not to Sail app, is no. I think I can sum up my sentiments about mobile apps with this little clip here, which I'm probably going to have to cut down for the YouTube version so that they don't screw with me. But I think this really sums up my feelings on the matter.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Yeah, I have a reservation under the name Reynolds. This is the Summa EVS, a fully electric car with touchscreen controls, automated steering, made right here in America.
And I'll take those keys.
There are no keys. There's an app.
Ah, right. An app.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I gotta tell you, I don't love that. I have a lot of apps on my phone already, and keys are sort of a system that have existed for millennia. I don't know why we're trying to fix that, but now we got apps. We got apps for everything, right? Mm-hmm. Even for things we already had things for, right? What's one more app? Hi. One herbal tea, please.
All right. You can scan the code.
Why?
Because the code takes you to the app.
That's two apps today. Yeah. Got apps for everything, you know? Even though I'm already talking to the person that could just take my order right here, but I got to download an app, right? How about this? I have cash. You have tea. Why don't we just streamline things?
We don't take cash, though.
Yeah. How about cards? Take cards?
Yes.
Oh, great.
But there is a $10 minimum. There's no minimum on the app, though.
You know, you didn't create the system. The system is just, it is what it is, and we're both victims here, so.
What?
Nothing. Two boba teas, please.
So that's a clip that I heard on one of my favorite podcasts, which is no longer in existence, the Privacy, Security, and OSINT podcast by Michael Bazell. I'll just forego the extra rant here and just say that actually I almost finished developing an app for How Not to Sail, a mobile app, and I just realized I did not know where all the data was going. And you may well ask, now Bradford, if you're building the app, why don't you know where the data's going? And the answer is, like most people that build mobile apps, I used a development kit supplied by somebody else, a company. And I have no idea what's under the hood, like most people that develop mobile apps from similar kits. And let's just say the track record is demonstrably bad. So I'm going to say no to that, and we don't need an app for How Not to Sail. If you want to have the experience of a mobile app, but with more privacy, all you got to do is if you're on your mobile device and you're on HowNotToSail.com website, just go up in the corner on most mobile browsers and hit the little option that says, put a shortcut on my home screen. It'll be just like an app, but way more privacy friendly because the How Not to Sail website is committed to your privacy. I've actually been removing stuff like Google Analytics. I've been removing audio players that have too much JavaScript in them, stuff like that. I'm trying to make the website quick and responsive and not have all that extra crap in it. So, no need for an app. All right. You've sat through all that, and before I do the last listener question, let's give away some audiobooks, shall we? This will be audiobooks, one of the ones that I did from Bob Bitchin, and I believe we are giving away Biker to Sailor. What I'm going to do is the first three How Not to Sailors to email me at bradford@hownottosail.com and quote me any line spoken by Captain Pete in Episode 2, Control, you will win a free audiobook narrated by yours truly, whether that's good or bad, of Biker to Sailor or whichever one it was that Bob said I could give away. I think I can probably give away any of them, but I'm going to go with that one because it's very salty. So first three people that email me at bradford@hownottosail.com quoting a line from Episode 2 of How Not to Sail, any line spoken by Captain Pete, not me, will receive a free copy of Bob's audiobook, Biker to Sailor, and we'll work out the best delivery method as soon as I hear from you. Here again, actually, I am striving to deliver, since I actually produced the audiobook, I'm going to want to deliver it to you in a format where you do not have to listen on frickin' Audible by Amazon. You can listen on whatever you want to listen to it on. How about them apples? Okay, I guess we're actually out of time, so I just want to thank you for listening. Don't forget to call in with that giveaway answer, and I will see you in 2 weeks, I believe that would be Friday, February 16th, right here at How Not to Sail. What could possibly go wrong?
Okay, then. You know it's going to be foggy tomorrow, right?
Why, yes. Yes, I do.